Hey guys, what the fuck is up? It's Spilly and welcome back to No Bleeps. This episode is going to be like a chill episode because honestly, I'm trying to decompress from the week and I have like big things happening in my life and there's just so much shit happening that I'm like taking this moment. I'm sitting on my bed and I'm just going to talk to you guys about some of the things that I've seen on the internet, some of the things I made videos about, and I just feel like my brain is going to explode if I don't just take a moment and real chat with you guys, because in my videos, it's not scripted. Like I really do try to just outline main points that I want to hit in my video, but this is where we really get to talk. We get to chat about some of the shit that's going down. I can tell you how I feel because I try to keep my opinions out of my videos, but oh my goodness. So first of all, since we last talked, David Dobrik, career in the toilet. I mean, he lost like every sponsorship there ever was. SeatGeek, bye. Like what? I never thought that SeatGeek was going to turn their back on David because the guy that is always in the SeatGeek like sponsored videos with David, Ian, I follow him on Twitter. I don't know why, but I saw him in the David video one time and I was like, oh, I want to follow him on Twitter because maybe he'll be giving other sponsorships out and please DM me, Ian, please. But I followed him and, you know, him and David are actually friends. Like I see them post together and stuff and he's obviously been in videos before. So I just never thought that they would turn their back on him. But boy, did they. They dropped him quickly. And I mean, Ian is an investor in David's app. Well, it's not his app anymore. He had to step down, but technically it's still his app because, I mean, would it really be Dispo if David wasn't involved? It would just be another Fuji film, if you guys have ever used that app. It was like Dispo, but before Dispo. But anyways, he invested in David's app. So I didn't think that they really could turn their back on him because a SeatGeek employee is investing in David Dobrik's company. They don't want to have bad blood, but they dropped him. So, you know, who knows how Ian and David are. Are they on good terms? Are they not? Was he like, dude, my hands are tied. The company is fucked if we do not say we hate you. So, I don't know. Those meetings are probably going to be awkward now that they're not going to be held at David's house. And, oh, my goodness. But anyways, David Dobrik, I mean, that chapter seems to be pretty closed as of last week. I don't know what's going to happen in the future, if he's going to make videos again or whatnot. He said he was going to take a short break after all this stuff, but truly, what kind of break is it going to be? Like, what kind of break is it going to be? Because I feel like he's been on a break already. I don't know. Who knows? But there's been so much other stuff that has come out since all this David stuff has happened, and that is that James Charles once again is getting called out for a third time for talking to somebody that looks like a fucking child. And maybe that was too aggressive, but you know, I'm being for real. I'm super freaking upset. I'm disappointed. I'm grossed out because the things that James are doing, not only are they wrong and illegal, like, why are you messaging and asking for photos from people that are, you know, supposedly 18, but they look 15? So why are you shocked when they say they lied about their age? Plus, this is the other thing. Why doesn't James ever have proof of when people tell them their age? Like, he is always saying, they lied to me, they lied to me. Where's the lie? Where's the proof? Where is the proof of the lie? These boys that are making these TikToks, they have receipts. They have receipts of you messaging them, you talking to them, and you're telling me you are not keeping track of who's telling you their age? I would 100%, I don't give a fuck what platform you're on, because clearly you're talking to them on Snapchat and they can still screen record, they can still screenshot. So why can't you, James? Why can't you? Why are you talking to them on Snapchat in the first place? What are you trying to hide? Seriously, please tell me, enlighten me. I would love to know. And it's just like, why aren't you taking photographic evidence of when they're telling you their age to save your own ass in the end, because no one is going to believe after three times that three people have lied to you about your age and you are the person we're supposed to be like, oh, Jamesy, I'm so sorry. Like, you're going to find, you know, there's plenty of fish in the sea. Like, no, after three times, after the fucking first time, you're going to let another person lie to you about their age? Why don't you freaking verify it? Look at their driver's license, screenshot that shit, show us that they lied. You never show us that they actually lied to you. You just make us trust you. And after you do this multiple times, James, we're not going to trust you. We're not going to have that trust. It's just not going to freaking be there at the end of the day. And the worst part about it is everyone's just on Twitter. His name is trending because they're like, James, they look like freaking kids. What do you mean they lied to you? Look at them. Look at them. I don't care if you're saying they lied to you. Just look at them. I can visually see they look 15 at best. So what is your deal? What's the dealio? What's the situation? Are you okay? You need to put your glasses on when you're Snapchatting them, because clearly you're not seeing the same shit I'm seeing. And it is that these kids are kids. And the fact that he's gone on Logan Paul's podcast and publicly talked about how he likes guys that are younger than him in high school age and senior in high school age, 18, 19, like, you're 21. You do realize that the older you get and you keep saying the same shit, it sounds worse and worse and worse and worse. Like, is he going to be saying this at 22? Oh, high schoolers. Hello? What? Why don't you go for someone that's your age, 20? Get on a fucking app. Make sure that they're freaking the age they say they are. You could avoid this in so many ways. So avoidable. And yet, here we are. James Charles still getting in fucking trouble. Still getting canceled by the internet. Like, because Bi Sister happened, I think he thinks he's untouchable, like we've talked about. And I really do believe he thinks with his full chest that he will never, ever get to this David Dobrik, Shane Dawson level ever again. But I just feel like that ego, that mindset of I can never get in trouble is the thing that is going to get him in trouble. That's literally what got Shane in trouble. That's like what got David in trouble. This careless, reckless mentality of I'm not going to get in trouble. That's what's going to hurt you. I don't understand it, but that's what's going on with James. And in terms of the people that have been working with him, like sponsors and stuff, no one is pulled out from, you know, sponsoring his videos. But I will tell you, you guys, Instant Influencer, remember that show? That show that James did a way while back. Yeah, that thing. Yeah, well, they were going to do a season two. He even tweeted about it. He confirmed it. He was like, I can't wait to do season two of Instant Influencer. And what do you know? He's not doing season two of Instant Influencer. YouTube made an announcement on Variety. I think that's the publication that wrote the article. And they said that for season two, YouTube announced that they are not going to be having James Charles host the show. Which, I mean, yikes. I want to know what conversations were had. Is it because of all the stuff that's coming out about him talking to younger guys? Is that it? Or no? Because that just seems like that would be it, right? I mean, who knows? Maybe they are really trying to change the path of the show. They claimed that they didn't want to go in a makeup route. They wanted to change the show up. They wanted to do things differently. They wanted the theme of the show, Instant Influencer, to be different kinds of influencers every single season. So first they did makeup with James Charles. And next they're saying that they're going to do a different type of community online. Let's do a drama channel. Let's freaking do it. Come on. Come on. They wouldn't dare. I feel like it might be gaming. That's a kind of good community to do. I was gonna say non-problematic, but then I was like, oh, the beauty community is so problematic. So but the gaming community legitimately is not very problematic from what I know of, so that might be why they're going in that direction. Actually, you know what, that makes a lot of sense, because the beauty community is so dramatic, right? And James Charles is problematic. So if they go in the gaming community, whatever host they have probably isn't going to be getting in drama. I mean, I don't think I've ever talked about a gamer on my channel. because there's just really been rare cases of gamers getting called out when they do. I just don't know about them. I don't know enough about what's going on, and that doesn't hit like my world, so I don't feel like comfortable reporting on things that I don't really know about. But I've heard things here and there, but nothing that I know a lot about. But pretty much gaming community overall, not problematic.
Hey guys, it's Cheyenne Davis. You may know me from MTV's Teen Mom OG or Think Loud Crew podcast. I'm here with my dad, Papa Floyd, to tell you about our new podcast, Unfiltered Kitchen.
The kitchen is the hub of the household for many of us. The one-stop shop for conversations both big and small. Cheyenne and I have been having open conversations about all aspects of life in our kitchen since well before she was able to see over the counter.
And now we're inviting you into our own kitchen as a part of the family.
Unfiltered Kitchen is a two-way street. I share my advice on cocktails, cooking, parenting, and the lessons I've learned.
And I inform my dad what it's like to raise kids today, how generational barriers affect us, and the joys of being a daughter. Well, your daughter.
Get ready for a whole lot of unfiltered advice. You can take it or leave it, but you're never going to leave this table feeling hungry for more.
Listen to Unfiltered Kitchen wherever you get your podcasts.
I heard someone say that they feel like it's going to be Markiplier that is going to be the host of the show, but who knows? Who knows? I mean, that's definitely unproblematic. So, whoo, but James has not said anything. He hasn't said anything about the fact that they took him off the show, which to me is super interesting because if you got fired from the show that you were hosting, and I think people said that he was like a director or a producer or something, he had some sort of credit on the show. So, is he not going to be hosting, or is he going to still be working on it? Is he still going to get the credit for the other stuff or no? Because that's so awkward if not. Like, you just get fired from your show and don't even say a word as to why. That's just a mess. But you guys, I need to tell you guys about this journey that I've had with this David Dobrik puzzle. I know we were talking about him a little bit in the beginning, but then I remember that this puzzle like consumed like this month for me and gave me unnecessary added anxiety. And I just need to share you guys my journey through this fucking puzzle. If you guys have not heard of the puzzle that is in question here, this is the $100,000 David Dobrik puzzle. Not like it cost me that much money. Absolutely not. Oh my God, that makes me want to vomit thinking about that. This is the puzzle name. It's called 100K Puzzle. And the puzzle is a giant QR code. And basically, if you paid $30 and you bought this puzzle, then you put it together, then you scan it with your phone and it takes you to this website. And every puzzle comes with like a little code. And you put in your code and it basically tells you if you won money or not. Well, everybody wins money, but it tells you how much money you won. And everybody wins. It says like you can't lose. If you buy this puzzle, you will win money. But the money ranges from 25 cents up to like $100,000. So a lot of people were pretty upset when this first came out. They were like, oh my God, this is David promoting the lottery. He's promoting gambling to kids, which it seems like it would be illegal, but there was like a loophole. The way that he was able to do this was because if you read the fine print on the website, that's why they say always read the fine print, you guys, always read the fine print, because it could get you free shit. You could have won a quarter, but if you read the fine print, there was an address that you could send a like 3x5 card with your like address, your mailing address, and like your age and your name and whatnot, your personal information. You could send it and they would email you a QR code thing and then a personal little code. And you could basically enter for free. You didn't need the puzzle. You didn't need to buy it. So there was a free entry option that was like limited And only if you really read the fine print, you would freaking know that. But that was how it was all legal, because there was a free way to enter this whole shenanigans. So this came out in December. Like, he made the announcement in December, and then January is when the puzzle like came in the mail. That's when I got it. And I just let that baby sit, because I was like, I just don't really have a place to do this. And I was thinking, oh my gosh, I'm going to be moving soon, so I don't really want to take it out and start putting it together and then have to, like, you know, do something with this half put together puzzle. And yeah, I didn't want anything to do with that. So I was like, I'm just going to wait until like after I move. Well, it's March. I still haven't moved yet. I'm like still feeling like the same way. Like, oh, I'm going to move soon, but I, you know, who knows? You know how that whole thing goes. It's just, it's a process. But anyways, so I find out at the beginning of the month that there is a deadline. You have to put this thing together by March 31st. And I was like, hold the fuck up. No one said this from the beginning. Nobody told me there was going to be like a deadline, which, I mean, it makes sense because they don't want it to just like sit around and, you know, someone try to cash this in like 10 years. So there was obviously going to be a deadline, but I feel like they should have advertised it from the beginning, because I only had like a month or less than a month to put this thing together, and it was not coming together. I put the edges together, you guys, and that was about it. I really do like puzzles. I feel like I'm good at them. I just didn't have time. I've been really, really busy. Life just like smacked me in my face. But this puzzle was just sitting there on the floor, and I've been looking at it and I'm like, well, fuck, like I want to know how much money I want, and I'm not going to know unless I put it together. Well, I did find out that this puzzle, today is actually the last day that you can enter this whole little puzzle thing. So did I put it together? No, but I'll tell you guys what I did do. So basically, there is like a certain number of puzzles that were made per like money amount that was available. So for, let's say they made 1,000, I don't remember the exact number, I think it was like 95,000 some 25 cent prizes were going to be available. So they made 95,500 25 cent puzzles. All those puzzles were the exact same looking QR code thing. So I found out like a couple of days ago that David Dobrik's like the main prize, this $100,000, was claimed. So someone had won the big prize, and I was like, okay, well, I'm not gonna put the fucking time in to really get this thing done if it's not the $100,000. That means there's another puzzle that looks like the one I have. So I went on Reddit and I was like, okay, like show me the fucking completed puzzles. And lucky enough, someone was able to, like, I don't know if it was hack the website or like get through the coding or whatnot, but they were able to list off the links that every single puzzle QR code was going to go to. So it was like 25 cent, $100, $10, $1, $500, $1,000, all of those. So I went through every single link and put my code in and waited to see what my prize was. So like, it didn't work for the $100 one. It didn't work for the $500 one. It didn't work for the $1 one. Didn't work for the 50 cent one. It worked for the 25 cent one. And I sent it to my friend because I knew she was going to put her puzzle together. I don't even think she began her puzzle, but I was like, girl, the deadline is like 3 days. So here's like all the links and stuff. And she also got 25 cents. And someone made a really good point. They were like, there's 95,000 25 cent puzzles, right? How many people are actually going to put your bank information in to receive a quarter? And they were like, dang, like that's actually kind of smart, because he honestly wouldn't be losing any like much money. So I'm gonna do 25 cents times 95,000. That's $23,000. Oh my god. So that's pretty crazy. That is like really, really, really insane. And a lot of people were also saying that they were getting an error trying to redeem like their 25 cents. And it said like their bank wasn't linking up with the website. So that is also super sketchy to me. Like, technically, he isn't going to be losing much money in this because a lot of people aren't going to be claiming small prizes, I feel. So that's a pretty interesting thing to note about this entire little puzzle situation, people calling it a scam. And I don't know, I'm just happy I didn't need to finish the puzzle because the puzzle was hard. No, God, all the puzzle pieces look the freaking same. I was just like getting a headache looking at them and it was super frustrating. I even tried to like organize them by shape and color and it just wasn't happening. It's like a 500 piece puzzle. But you guys, I did watch this video. I watched this video of this girl who has like 5,000 views on this video. But it was of her putting the puzzle pieces together. And this is also how I knew that the same amount of money had the same puzzles. Because she bought like 6 puzzles. I don't know how she thought she was going to have the time to put together 6 puzzles that look like this. But she bought like 6 puzzles and she put one together. She scanned it, won $500. This is where I was like getting confident. I was like, ooh, maybe mine's going to be not 25 cents. I was wrong. But she got $500 and then she put another one together because I guess every single puzzle is cut the same exact way. So all the pieces are the same. So it was easy for her to put the other ones together once she put one together. And it took her like, I don't remember how many hours, like a freaking whole day or some shit to put the first one together and then like 4 hours to put the other one together because she had like a guide. But she put it together 25 cents. So then she put another one together and she said it looked exactly like the $500 one that she just put together. That one, $500. She won another freaking $500. So then she decided that she was going to take the codes out of all the other boxes and just like scan those two, like the 25 cent and the $500 puzzle, and see if any of the other ones were 25 cent or 500. Because if they weren't, then she was going to put that one together and see what she got. But if it was, then she didn't need to put the puzzle together. She ended up getting 2 more $500 puzzles. Like, what? What are the fucking odds? This girl got $2,000 from him. Like, that is insane. I wonder if they just like packed up like a lot of $500 puzzles like on the same day or in the same spot or something, because how is it that she got like 4 $500 puzzles? Like, just, that is, I don't know, it's crazy. But when they announced the winner, you guys, that was a whole thing. This is what I talked about in my video recently, like in my video. But they posted on the 100K puzzle Instagram. So not David, not, you know, anyone on his account posted that there was a winner. And it was just like these two random dudes getting out of the car. One's filming. It's not David. It's not anyone in the vlog squad. And they're like, oh, like the winner thinks she won $500 and like we're going to tell her she's won 100K. And she's like, oh my God, thank you so much. Like, I'm a teacher. I really needed this, which amazing. I'm so happy the money went to someone that is so deserving. But then people were like, wait a minute. And this video confused the fuck out of me. It confused the fuck out of me. They should not have said she thinks she won $500 because that confuses anyone who has a puzzle and knows how this puzzle works. Because when you put your code in, after you scanned it, there's like a little generator graphic that is like one of those slot machines where the number just is like rolling and then it stops on one. So you know what you won. Like, it said 25 cents. Like, I fucking knew with my whole heart I won 25 cents. And then it says link your bank information. And I think any person that bought this puzzle, any person that follows David was looking up other people that had, you know, put this puzzle together just to see what it was like to actually put the code in and stuff. And you would know. You would just freaking know if you won $500 or not. So people were commenting like, what the fuck? What do you mean she thought she won $500? Did you guys just randomly pick one of the people that bought the puzzle to give the money to? And then people were like, this is happening way too close to this entire scandal. So I just don't believe that any of this is actually real. Like, I just feel like this is a scam. I feel like you guys are tricking us. And this is all a setup to make David look better by giving a teacher money. And it just so happened to be that they did a really bad job putting this video together. They should have posted a video on Instagram that said, hey guys, like, I don't give a fuck who it was. It didn't have to be David. They should have just explained it better. If they were going to put it on Instagram, it just was bad, especially when they keep promoting that they want to do another puzzle. This just, there, people aren't going to want to do another puzzle if this is how you guys explain who the, how the winner got picked. They should have said, hey guys, so this is what the winner got when they like put their code in, and showed what her message was, because I went on her freaking TikTok and you could see she scanned her puzzle and it wasn't like every other person. There was no like money rolling. It literally just said, put your information in and you will be contacted in 2 to 3 days. So she didn't know. There was no number that flashed on the screen. She didn't know how much money she won. She was just like, wait, what? They should have showed that they didn't tell her how much money she won on the website. That someone called her and told her, hey, like, we want to do something for the promo for the next puzzle. We're going to come out and film you and give you the money in person. That's what they should have said. They should have said that in the video. I don't know if that's actually what they did, but they should have explained it better, because people were just like, did you randomly just pick someone or something? And so I don't know if like she came outside and they were like, hey, so you're like, or we're going to tell you that you won $500 and you're going to be really excited. And then they went to the car and they recorded. So she thinks she won $500 and we're about to give her the big check. And then they give her the big check. That would have helped everyone out if they had just been a little bit better of explaining the process of how they picked her, how she found out that they were going to be getting in contact with her, and all that stuff. It was also a lot of sketchy to people. It was really sketchy to people because she is apparently from New York, and the company that runs this puzzle is also based in New York. So they were just like, what the fuck is going on? Like, what? And people were mad that they announced the winner before the deadline, but I feel like that was kind of normal. Like, people should have already been under the assumption that one day they were just going to announce the winner, because it is like whoever puts the puzzle together wins the amount of money. So, you know, I don't think they're going to keep it under wraps. But anyways, it definitely had a lot of people feeling like they didn't want to put their puzzle together. And then people got mad because they were like, well, there's money on the line. What do you mean you don't want to put it together? Like, it just, I don't know. The whole thing just was extremely confusing. Because at first when I saw this, I was like, so you mean to tell me that they just picked a random person or what? Like, what happens to the person that actually has the puzzle that says 100K if she only won $500? But anyways, it was once I saw this that I was like, I need to get on Reddit because I'm not putting this puzzle together. But that's pretty much what's been going on in the world of James Charles and David Dobrik, which seemingly has been my last couple podcasts. But you guys, that's literally what is going on. That's literally what's been popping. And yeah, there's really nothing else to it. I really do want to do another review of something soon. And what is it? What has it been? Oh, I got the Lizzie McGuire ColourPop. That's what I want to review. When it comes in the mail, you guys, I'm going to do a review of it. But ColourPop has been doing incredible collabs lately. Like, I am so shook at the collaborations that they've been doing. But they did a Lizzie McGuire collab. So all, like, the palettes and the blush and all that stuff, it's all Lizzie McGuire theme. And I got the palette, I got some other things, and I'm so excited about it. Like, I really want to review for you guys, and I'm just stoked about it. So that's something that's exciting that's coming up. And I've been getting like a lot of products sent to me recently, and I'm literally so excited about it. Like, last year I really didn't work with any brands or anything like that, and then this year I feel so blessed that like a bunch of people have been reaching out, and I have something in the works that I'm working on with someone, and you guys are the first to hear about it. I haven't tweeted about it, I haven't said anything on Instagram, I haven't said anything on my like community tab or anything, but I have something super exciting coming out. And I got like some of the mock-ups I like how it says mock-ups, and it sounds like it's going to be something, but it's not even what you guys are thinking. And I sent it to all my friends last night, and I was like, do you guys think this is cute? And everyone's reaction was like, stop it right now. And I'm so excited. Like, this is an exclusive. It's going to be like a limited edition situation. I'm really stoked. I love it. And I can't wait for you guys to be able to feel it. That's what I'm going to say. That's my little clue. But it's in the works. And yeah, I mean, hopefully I'll be able to announce it soon. I think it's just like the mock-up, like the example is being made, and then it's going to be sent to me, and then I'm going to be like, yeah, good to go, and then we can launch. Oh my god, you guys, I'm literally so stoked for you guys to see this. And oh my god, okay, so that's going to be the little teaser that I give you for this episode. And like, tweet about it and talk about it in the comments on YouTube and all that stuff to get people to be like, what are you talking about? And anyways, be like, go listen to her podcast to find out what I'm excited about. But anyways, I love you guys so, so, so much. If you guys want to message me on Twitter, any type of questions or anything like that, I'm meaning to bring that back, but then we just get on these rants and ramble and all that stuff. But tweet me at NoBleepsPod, and I love you guys so, 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 so much. And I'll talk to you in the next episode. Bye, guys.